City of Jamestown to consider mask mandate as cases rise. Community Celebration replaces annual holiday dazzle parade. And this is the latest in news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting. The Jamestown City Council will consider a mask mandate Thursday, a mandate the healthcare community supports. Jamestown Mayor Dwayne Heinrich said that he has the authority to strengthen the safety practices through policy changes such as public mask mandates and early shutdown of bars and restaurants, as well as restrictions for local gatherings. He said changes will not be made without the consultation, with local health and safety officials of the Emergency Operations Center of the community's conditions. The Jamestown City Council will consider a mandate at its special meeting at 5 o'clock today. In a difficult decision, the Jamestown Downtown Association has moved to a digital parade this year. In a statement, the JDA says, "Some decisions are so hard. We have struggled for days with this one, but with rising COVID numbers and statewide high-risk restrictions, we have decided to not have a live holiday dazzle parade down First Avenue this year." With that in mind, the JDA has moved to still hold a contest for the entire city of Jamestown. They will offer cash prizes to all of Jamestown for home displays, as well as any float entrants who want to participate in the way, and entry forms will be made available on NewsDakota.com. And the James River Humane Society is calling for support from the community in order to maintain operations. Working amidst the pandemic, board member Jay Nitschke says the community's shelter has been struggling because of this and other factors. She says they've raised adoption fees for both cats and dogs beginning this month.
We're really one of the lowest priced shelters around, and we just had no choice. It's $200 for the first, $150 for the second one.
Nitschke says car dealerships in Jamestown have also stepped up, voting to continue their collection drive through the month of November. That is a look at local news. I'm Jacob Just reporting.